You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, everybody, to Urban Embodiment Presents UE Talk Episode 10.
All right.
I am Deshaun Whip Dog Whipple, and it's a little different tonight. My normal partner, Lakeisha Coakley, isn't here. Shout out to her. She's doing a special assignment right now on the election.
Hey, Keish.
But you know what? I got somebody to fill in for. I have. She was on our debut episode of Boss Chicks for UE Talk.
So much fun.
Co-host of My TV 20 Detroit show, We Love Detroit.
Woohoo.
She also works for Crime Stoppers. Ooh. Can you guys give it up for Gingy Maloney?
Woohoo!
Oh.
Gingy, how are you doing today?
Hey, Sean, how are you? I am fabulous, and I'm so happy that you've asked me to come and join you all because UE Talk is hot, right?
That's what's up. That's
this is the bomb right now.
Now, I'm glad you came back. We didn't do you too bad that you ain't want to come back and play with us no more, right?
I had so much fun, Sean. Of course, I got a whole bunch of feedback, though, on the dating topic afterwards. But that's what we about, right?
I bet you did.
Getting
I bet
people
you
to
did.
Talk and all that. So we got it done.
Well, I'm glad you said the dating thing. Because normally, Urban Embodiment is about dating and things of that nature. But tonight, we're doing something a little different.
That's right.
It's something real positive going on tonight. It's the election.
That's right.
And I got some amazing people. Because this is the Black Media Spectacular.
Yes, it is. We're excited.
Now, I'm going to introduce them in a second, okay. But first of all, I got to do something. Okay. I got to make sure they know about our upcoming events at Urban Embodiment.
Of course.
We got a small business expo, okay. So we're looking for vendors right now. So if you're a vendor, mm-hmm. please hit us up, urbanembodiment313@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You could be a vendor at this amazing event. We've done it in Detroit, and we've done it in Lansing, and now we're bringing it
awesome
back for part three. So definitely you want to come. If you want to be a vendor, hit us up. We're going to have some great speakers as well. Mm-hmm. They're not only going to have a chance to sell your products to people, to the public, we're also going to educate you on how you can grow and expand your business.
That's right. And Urban Embodiment is the best people to be able to teach it, isn't it, Sean? You guys have blown up. You better give your history real quick on Urban Embodiment.
You better talk your ish, girl. The show ain't even started full-fledged. You're already talking your ish.
You better give them that Urban Embodiment,
that's what's up.
Embodiment history.
Also, we got a bus trip to Carabana. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. And we're accepting the deposit right now. It is $80, but you can get a deposit and be a part of it for just
$30.
$30?
Just a $30
Say
deposit?
What?
Y'all hear that?
And you can be a part of that. So don't even worry. Now, only thing is this.
Okay.
You can't have any felonies or nothing like that. So if your little boyfriend just got out, you know what I'm saying? He might not be able to be a part of this. You dig?
Might leave him at home, ladies.
You feel me?
You know what the
ladies, leave your man
like.
At home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of ground. Dig that. But, like I said, this is a serious episode, and we're going to get full-fledged in a second. But, I mean, I can't do a show unless I do my favorite part of the show.
His favorite, guys.
The part of the segment is called
The Dream.
The drink of the night.
All right.
And what do I have in my drink bag tonight?
What do we have, Sean? What do we have?
Now, normally, I pass the mic over to Lakeisha to do this, but she's not here. Okay. And she is going to call in, guys. First of all, I want y'all to know that Keisha will be calling in from her site that she's working at right now. But, Gingy, this is your first real test.
Yes. Let me see it.
The drink of the night is one of the very most important parts of the show, so you got to tell these people what you got in our
hands.
Okay.
Now, guys, we have the original Club Tales Watermelon Margarita. Now, look at it, guys. Ladies, guys, it is the taste of summer sweetness. You just add a little salt. How about that? How about that? So I don't know what it tastes like because I'm not a drinker, but I'm sure it's delicious. I can taste this, though.
Go ahead and taste some, girl. It's all
right
yours.
Now.
It's all yours.
Now, ladies, now, usually don't do this without a straw, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
You ain't got to be ladylike tonight. Don't worry.
I'm going to go ahead and have a sip.
But for real, like I said, I've been joking, but this is a real important episode we got going on because we got this election going on. We got so much stuff going on right now. And this episode is called Black Media Spectacular.
Yes, it is. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. As you know my history, mm-hmm. I'm so honored to be in presence of such beautiful Black women that are really doing their part and have done their part. We're so honored to have you all, and I can't wait to be able to listen and to learn to what they have to offer us tonight and you all. So tune in and tell everybody we're on. It is time.
And I'm glad you said that, because we're going to open up right here on my left-hand side. I want you to do an introduction of yourself. Tell them who you are, where you're from, and what do you run. Right here, coming from the 517.
Coming from the 517. What's up, Detroit, and all of you East Coasters? Mm-hmm. Originally from New York City.
Whoa, what's your name, girl?
Originally from New York City.
She know what she's doing.
My name is Rena Risper, and I own the New Citizens Press newspaper, started in 2002. We have been around for such a long time, and it seems as though we have seen so much transpire through the years, and really happy to be a part of this program today, because Black media seems to be diminishing. Getting our voice out there seems to be diminishing, especially in a way that's positive and a way that you can keep it for life. The lessons that we are learning right now, primarily in the media, come from individuals that we don't want our kids to aspire to be.
We're going to touch base on that. We're going to touch base on that in a second. But who do we have next to her?
My name is Chris Walker, just plain selfish, and I am the owner of the Frenzy Media Group. I also have a company called WISE, which is Women Inspiring Social Entrepreneurs. So the Frenzy Media Group came from a need to give social entrepreneurs a place to voice. So I started a podcast company. I have a lot of great women that have businesses of their own where they specialize in health and fitness and mental care and things like that that are really important to the community. Mm-hmm. So the Frenzy Media gives a voice to the people, so they can become part of what we hear in society. You know, I think that's very important.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now, who do we have to the right of us? Oh, she ready. Listen, I'm going to give you a quick brief intro box. She was so ready. She hit me up about a week ago like, Web, listen, it got to be right this, because my story is going to be amazing. You better make sure we record all of that.
You hyping that up. You are hyping that up. Anyway, hey, y'all. It's Aisha Albert. I am the publisher of Hanging Out in the D, which promotes Black business in the city and surrounding areas, right? And the reason why I felt like this was a need, of course, I am a problem solver. And I felt as though there were many Black businesses in the neighborhoods that no one knew about. Okay. And so these were very good businesses offering us services that we couldn't imagine that existed, because why? We're not in the neighborhoods all the time, right? Mm-hmm. We go outside, we go downtown, midtown, all around town, except for in the neighborhoods. Also, I want to say I am partnering with another company. We're calling it the Black Groupon. So, see, Hanging Out in the D is not just a paper. We are in print as well as digital. However, we are a movement. Mm. So the movement is about learning how to partner with one another, because some reason we are so focused on solo dolo, and we can't do anything successfully and in a quick amount of time as an individual, right? Sure. So we have to learn how to come together and partner and be an expert at not everything, but the thing that you really are an expert with, right? So the Black Groupon is what we call it, and I'm also going to introduce that by rewriting the narrative for hookups.
Okay. All right.
Now, I want to say something right quick, because you already talked about something that is very important with us, collaborations. And we just got in the building, so we're going to get them a seat over there if we get them a chair
quick. We've got a packed show for you guys tonight.
Oh, we got a full house tonight.
Really,
we're going to let them get situated, then we're going to go ahead and chop it up with them. But you just talked about something called collaborations in our community, in our arena. I met you last year at our Small Business Expo in Lansing. I heard about the New Citizens Press through Rigo Flores. Shout out to him. But you connected with Sisterhood Travel, and you've been working with them in the Lansing area. How was the collaboration scene up there? Because I know what we deal with here. And
that's
what,
a great question.
What do you, how was the collaboration scene up there?
That's a really interesting question. I think that overall the state of Michigan could do a much better job in collaborating with each other. We can definitely learn from each other. In Lansing, it is not that collaborative. Someone will have an event and then someone will have the same type of event on the same night. We do not have enough people to support that kind of activity, but it occurs all the time. We oftentimes have this mindset, if one black person does one thing, then we're not going to support any black people.
Dig that.
And it's so prevalent in the Lansing area. I just want to be real honest and say, I'm just glad to see some black people around.
Man, you better hold up. Man, hold up. I don't usually say this to the end, but let me make sure y'all hear that. Talk your ish, girl. I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
I love it. But, and I really want to be able to get to, I know we're going to introduce our other guests who just stepped in, but I want to get back to that because what we're going to be talking about, obviously, is a collaborative, is our black media, how important it is for us to come together for, as a community, but your community action network, because that's so important. But we're going to, and I'm going to shoot right back to you with that, but we're going to go ahead, Deshaun.
Oh, okay.
Our new guest.
Well, we just got, because we got a lot of ladies in the building.
We do.
But we want to talk to the fellas too, and I made it my business to make sure I had a fella in this building representing for that black media. I don't need to introduce him. I'll let him introduce himself. Go ahead and talk to him, bro.
What's up, y'all? It's Dr. Darius, studio hopping. Just got off the air. That's why I'm running kind of, you know, behind right now.
We appreciate
you. You know, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
We got a call already, but I don't know how to answer the phone. My phone guy's in, so we'll get in a second. We'll
here
get
he
in.
Comes. Here he comes.
Oh, there he is. Hold on.
Like, we take live calls?
This is a full-fledged show, baby.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Yo, yo, checking in. This is Deshaun Whip Dog. Who am I talking with?
They may have dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, call back if you just called in.
Put us back, homie.
Put that number out there so other people can call.
Yeah, once again, if I didn't say it already, that number is 248-579-5260. Holler at us for this black media spectacular.
That's
but
right.
Jen, you was talking about something. Go ahead.
Yes. So I wanted to talk to Miss Risper about, and do you mind if I call
really
you in?
No,
you he sure didn't. We apologize.
No, I already did. Let's get back to the show.
Okay,
I'm interested
I'm
in listening. Yeah, let's go.
We good. Sorry, sir.
Let me stop co-hosting. All right.
Right. Is it okay if I call you Rena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was reading about the Community Action Network, and you were just touching base about that a little bit before, you know, we introduced Dr. Darius. Can you talk to us just a little bit about, because you just were talking about why it's important. We all were talking about why it's important and seeing us. What type of action network is this specifically?
So, you know, when you own media, people always want you to do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only but so much time in a day. So I created a nonprofit called the New Citizens Press Community Action Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we primarily help families of murder victims with resources. Right now I'm working with the police department to start a website for unsolved murders. So the first unsolved murder is going backwards. I'm working with the police department to get photos so that we can have a website, finally.
Yeah.
It's really important also for me to make sure that these individuals also have a voice. Mm-hmm. So we do poetry in the city every year on the Capitol steps. Those are two of the programs that we've done. And we also had a long working with kids. We purchased dictionaries, 500 dictionaries and thesauruses, and went into the school district to teach children how to use other words, like loquacious. Yeah, you talk too much.
That's a good one.
And, I mean, at first they were looking at us like, lady, get out of here. But at the end of the day, everybody took their thesauruses home and their dictionaries home. And I get to see them now and they really speak highly of the program.
That's wonderful.
So when you have media, I love listening to other people that have these different offshoots because it's necessary in order for us to grow and be able to touch the community without self-imploding.
Sure.
That's
sure.
what's up. I agree.
Thank you.
Now, we got over here Miss Chris Walker from Frenzy Media. Now, I ain't going to go too deep on her background, but I met this young lady. She works with Mr. Mike Bonner on 910 AM Superstation.
Mike B,
what up? Like, you can't talk. You can't even talk to Mike Bonner. I was trying to get Urban Embodiment on there. I couldn't even talk to him without going through Chris. Chris, like, excuse me, sir. You got to talk to me first. Wow. Fine. Well, Miss Chris Walker.
Wow.
The question I want to talk about is this. Because if we got people listening in that want to get into media. First of all, what made you want to do it? And what would you tell a young person out there that's listening in and they want to get in this, but they really don't know how? I mean,
absolutely.
I know we got Specs
and
Howard, but
yeah,
exactly. We got Specs Howard, but what would you tell somebody?
Yeah.
Shout out to Specs Howard, by the way.
Specs Howard.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so my story of media is a little different. I think I got into media about 4 or 5 years ago, kind of on accident. So I was working with a magazine called Selfish Lifestyle Magazine at the time, and we were a guest on Mike Bonner's show. I went on the first night. It was amazing. He asked me back to be a guest again, and then he asked me back again, and I actually began co-hosting and producing for him. So I did that for about a couple of years, and that's really how I ended up getting into media. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that I liked it until I came back to his show. And then I'm like, okay, I like this. This is really good. So I did that for a while. I also have 2 children that I homeschool. So yes. The late night show is like a lot. So I wanted to still be able to do the podcasting and give other people an option to do it as well. So instead of doing the radio full time, I started a podcast studio. And then I was primarily focused on people that have small businesses. Mm. I'm a certified life coach and I do business coaching
wow.
as well. So a lot of the people that I was working with, they had these skills, but like you said, they weren't able to effectively communicate. And being able to communicate is a part of being able to network with other businesses.
Of course.
So I started the whole podcast to help them to use their voice, but also to teach them how to use their voice, mm-hmm. how to mm-hmm. effectively market their brand. So that's kind of how it happened. It just happened by
God
accident,
always puts you where you're supposed to be, won't he?
Absolutely.
Every time. Isn't this wonderful, all this black excellence we have in here tonight?
And I'm going to need you to talk to... I'm calling it out, your homegirl over here. Because y'all got a connection that I didn't even know nothing about.
Yes, we do.
And I'm going to tell you, when I reached out to her, she brought up you. You brought up her. So I'm going to tell me about that connection y'all two got going on.
So Aisha is one of my sister's best friends. So that's how I met Miss Aisha many, many moons ago. We're all interesting people. We're all unique, obviously, in our different ways. And we all have different stories and wonderful things to add, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Aisha, myself, my older sister, and Aisha's children's father and best friend, a very good friend of hers, we started a show called The Nitty Gritty Talk many years ago.
The Nitty Gritty Talk.
We were. And so we're very close from that. And we had a really good run for a little bit. But I love her. We're older now. We've got even more experience.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Great things to
older.
Talk about.
I'm looking at this. I already heard you say the Benjamin Buttons. I'm like, they about 28 in here. What is that all about? What is? I need some of them oils y'all using.
I wish, Sean. Any wonderful guys. No. Yeah. But yes, so this is Miss Aisha Albert, and I'm so proud of her, and I'm not surprised at all. Starting this, just like she was saying, with our black businesses, she's always been super supportive within her own businesses, and it's definitely supporting everyone else's. And now she does this Hanging Out with the D. Awesome. I mean, it's taken off very quickly, too, with the Hanging Out with the D online and in print media. Tell them about it, Aisha.
Oh, I thought I did already.
And this is our snippiness that we get to that adds to that sassiness that puts that fire on our show.
My alter ego happens to be firecrackers, so you might get some fire every now and then.
That. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what more can I say about it other than I am trying to support black businesses because I feel like we are the underserved and underpromoted, right?
And the most talented, though.
And the most talented. However...
Woo-hoo. The bell.
We do have some deficiencies.
Yeah. Mm.
We do.
Talk about it.
We do.
First of all, there are a lot of black businesses out here. I do have a black business directory. It's pretty large. I have 600 and counting, mm-hmm. okay? And I shocked many people when they found out that I was able to get 600 businesses on my directory in less than a year. Mm-hmm. However, there are way more than that. Mm-hmm. I pass by them all the time. But one thing that I've learned on this journey is we may be business owners, but we don't know. We all don't know how to conduct business. And one of the deficiencies in my eyes is a budget for advertising. When we research other companies, advertising and marketing is probably number one or two, definitely two on the list as far as how much they contribute into that budget. Depending on what the company is, it's millions of dollars. Because you are always supposed to aspire to bring in new clientele. And you don't use one way. See, we think Facebook and Instagram is the way. Because we pay for a promotion. But how many times do you see an ad 5 days later? How many times do
post,
you,
yep.
Yeah. You may, I have like 5,000 followers. But guess what? They're, all 5,000 don't see my ads. Especially.
And by the way, she said ads. A-D-S, if you were wondering. That's what she said. Not the other word. Ads.
Commercial advertising.
Ads.
Exactly.
Ads. Ads.
Commercials.
So we have to be diversified. You know what I'm saying? Diversity is the key. You can't just use one way of advertising, one way of promoting. That's why there are several different outlets for advertising and marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to become educated as to how to spend our dollars when we are in business. And I'm not saying this just because I'm in advertising. Partially, I am. However, I support businesses because I believe in them. Mm-hmm. And I sow seeds because I reap. That's now, right. I'm not looking for Amen. You to reward Amen. Me because this is deeper and it goes further than you. But I support because when I look at other Black business owners, I see myself. Mm-hmm. And so I treat you like I would want to be treated, right? Mm-hmm. So I invest in what you have. That's why I think... One of my greatest assets is creating partnerships. That's why I have so many ventures on the table with different people. Mm-hmm. Because partnerships, relationships is very key.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't want to cut you off, but that is, listen, what she's saying right there is a fact. I had never met this young lady before. I saw that she was doing hanging out in Detroit, the Instagram page, followed back. Listen, she's been rocking with the Urban Embodiment Talk podcast from day one. Mm-hmm. Posting it. She was at our mobile bartender battle, showing love. And that's what it's all about. She's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. She's been networking, connections. I tell everybody that's trying to do a business, make sure you connect with these people. Mm-hmm. Each person in here, and this is me talking individually, I met them separate of each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally separate of each other. Yeah. And they were all awesome. You dig what I'm talking about?
That's right. It's all about networking and communication. That's absolutely very important, obviously. You know, Miss Arena is a communication specialist as part of her job, along with a list of other things.
I want to add to her being her what she was saying. And if you are advertising, you need to be consistent.
Yep.
Yes, it is consistency. It's
consistency
very important.
Is very important. Mm-hmm. You need to swing back around and do it again a couple more times, not just one time because you feeling sorry for the person who's standing in front of you asking you to advertise.
Sure.
Because we don't feel sorry for you. We trying to help
you. We're trying to help.
Absolutely. I got a question, but I'm going to hold on to that for a second because I want y'all to go around. But okay, we got a call in right quick. Hold on. What's going on? This is Deshaun Whipdog Whipple from Urban Embodiment UE Talk. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dennis. What's going on?
Dennis, how you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
What's up, Dennis?
What's going on? How are all of you this evening?
We're well.
Fantastic.
Let me tell you all about Dennis. Dennis is a podcaster from New York.
He is.
And Dennis, I don't know if you want me to tell him. There was a presidential candidate that just stopped, eliminated his run.
Okay.
He worked with him in the past, Mr. Bloomberg.
Okay.
Dennis, would you like to talk about that and your thoughts on the presidential election? We're going to talk about that in a second, but go right ahead.
The presidential election, well, I got to tell you, just from my standpoint, this is certainly something that was very diverse at first with a whole bunch of different things going on. But now it's down to this two guys. And it looks like maybe after tonight we'll have an actual front runner slash presumptive nominee. Of course, there's still elections to go. This is something that the Democrats want really to find a candidate that can defeat Trump, and they think they found them. I don't think they found them, but they think they do.
Ooh. Now you say you don't think. Now, first of all, why do you think they haven't found it? You don't think Biden or Sanders can do it?
No. I think that Sanders is too far left. I don't think that most people who are Democrats are that far left over into the socialist category, and Sanders makes no bones about it. He's got a base of support. I just don't think the majority of Democrats and moderate Republicans are going to vote for him. And Biden is one of those, it's my turn candidates. You know, so he's been around for a while. He's a vice president. People like that he worked with Obama, and so now it's his turn. But I don't really know if he's the man for the job.
I get it. Now, I got to ask you this before I let you go, man. Hey, yo, Bloomberg. You know, he spent a lot of money, man, on advertisements.
He did.
But I'm going to tell you, the one problem I had with him, and I've been telling people all along, them black commercials he was doing, man. Like we didn't know you were pandering.
I know three different folks that fall into the social media influencer category that are black, and all of them got hit up for, hey, if we give you a big bag of money, and it was anywhere from like $4,000 to $10,000.
I mean, it
was not insubstantial sums of money.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could, Darius, you got something? Go ahead, talk.
I got something like that.
You got hit up?
Yeah.
Oh, we gonna talk to you in a second too.
You know, I don't really do the political stuff, so
yes,
especially like promoting it. Like, I do have an event that I'm DJing for Michelle Obama on the 27th. So
okay,
that's nonpartisan.
Where is that at?
UofD.
Okay, yeah. What's the date again?
March 27th.
Y'all heard that. Dr. Darius will be DJing for that Michelle Obama. So that's a big thing right there.
Yeah, you know what would be crazy? What if Michelle Obama was like the vice president of the United States?
I think, ooh.
What if Biden did win?
There's already rumors about it. Is it Kamala Harris? Is Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm. Stacey.
You know, they, I think they even heard Cory Booker, you know.
I think it'll be fabulous if we had an African American and woman running. I think that's a smart pick for.
I would like to see Kamala Harris personally.
Mm, okay.
Rena made a face over there. What you think about that, Rena? You sour faced on that one.
I like Stacey Abrams.
I mean, I like Kamala Harris. Don't get me wrong. I just think that a lot of the programs that she put out, the after school program, staying late, she didn't really explain to people what she was trying to put forth. I think it was, for me, watching her, it seemed kind of forced. I like the fire of Stacey Abrams. I like the way that she went out and did what she needed to do. I like Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is probably my first pick.
Okay. Wouldn't that be fabulous? One could only hope. Let's dream, guys.
I don't know if Michelle Obama will play second fiddle, though.
What y'all think about that? He said she don't think Michelle will play second fiddle, though. What y'all think about that?
She'll have to play. You know what? And she wouldn't. You know what? Well, this is a little lighthearted UE talk. I'll say that to myself.
No, let it go.
You think that because if Biden gets in there, Michelle Obama will be the real shadow president? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Real president, period.
The problem with Kamala Harris is I think she was a little bit more conservative, especially on criminal justice, than she wanted to say in a Democratic primary. So that left her with nothing to say.
Okay.
I feel you. Well, look, we do got to get back into the in studio, but look, I want you to make sure you drop your podcast and everything. How can they get a hold of you, sir?
All right. Well, despite what I was just talking about the past 10 minutes, I don't do political show.
What? You don't?
I am a podcaster, I am a communication coach for public figures and podcasters and professionals. And I also work with self-esteem and building confidence. So to find out more about me, you can go to coreconfidencelife.com or look for the Core Confidence Life podcast on your favorite podcast catcher like Apple or Stitcher or something, or Spotify.
Wonderful.
That's dope. And we got some dope people in here, and we all going to be connecting with you because we were just talking about networking collaboration. Mm-hmm. And the New York-Detroit connection going to be kind of dope, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely New York and Detroit should stay connected, and I look forward to talking and working with all of you shortly.
Oh, we going to talk, man. Thanks for the call, man. We'll chop it up later, all right?
We appreciate you, because it's all about
networking. No doubt. Problem. Have a good time.
Thank you, sir, because it's all about networking and connections, right,
Absolutely.
And so Dr. Darius is here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
and we have Dr. Darius is in the building. Dr. Darius is a legend and an icon in Detroit.
Man, what?
Appreciate that.
And one of the basis for tonight's show is obviously our Black Media Spectacular. We begin tidbits and chunks of knowledge for our people listening that want to get into media, who are already in media, who have Black businesses. Dr. Darius, can you touch on, wherever you want to jump in there, you can start either how you get started or just give some people some quick tidbits or chunks of knowledge of how they can jump in if this is what they want to do.
I do want to go back to the conversation about advertising and
yes,
you know, being consistent with it. Yes, you do have to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Again, I look at it several different ways. Mm-hmm. If you're promoting a concert, yeah, you got to advertise and promote and give up tickets, yada, yada, yada. If you are a local business that has the money, then, yeah, consistency is everything. Sure. And multiple ways of advertising definitely gets it done. Mm-hmm. But if you are that business who don't have that bread, that bag, what do you do?
What do you do?
You have to go to social media. Why? And because, number one, here's what radio is battling every day. Mm-hmm. One, Google. Two, does anyone have alarm clocks, not a phone, but alarm clocks in their home? One,
I do. Yeah, I do.
That's one.
Wow, really, guys?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have kids.
My bad. Two,
not me.
No alarm clock. Do you got alarm clock in your home? Alarm clock.
Okay.
Alarm clock.
Well,
most people do not have alarm clocks in their home.
No.
At least millennials don't have alarm clocks in their home.
So how do they wake up?
The phone.
Our phone?
Oh, of course. They plug it in the wall at night. It charges to 99%. It goes off in the morning 7 times. They turn off that last one. What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to check your messages. You're going to check your trap.
You should meditate. You should meditate.
You should. But I'm telling you what I talk to folks, and it happens for me too, because I have an alarm clock, but it's way over there.
Yeah.
And I use my phone just like everyone else.
Right.
But you wake up. You check your messages all after you turn your alarm off, after you meditate, okay, you're going to check your phone. Then you're going to check your social media, because that's what everyone does. You're going to get alerts, whether it's TMZ, whether it's whatever you subscribe to. You're going to get the notification, right? You're going to check that. And while you're scrolling, what are you going to come across? That ad.
Uh-huh.
That didn't cost that much, and it hit you right there. I didn't have to wait till you get in the car or turn on the TV to watch your favorite show. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was wait for you to pick up this phone. Boom. Now that takes me to my next point. If you want to get started in this game, it's super easy nowadays, because all you need nowadays is the phone.
Talk to them. Say it again if they didn't hear you.
So I'm going to break out my bag over here. So a lot of reporters go to, like, I cover Pistons media as well, so a lot of reporters come to the game and they got big cameras, mm-hmm. they got big microphones, yeah. they got, you know, reporters. Here's what I take with me. I pull it out of my bag in a minute. I take the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, you got an iPhone though, baby.
But
he's got the good stuff.
Yeah. You plug up, there's a piece that you plug in and you plug it to a box called an iRig. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you take the iRig and you plug it straight to the microphone. So now I'm in the locker room.
Partner.
Holding the phone, if y'all can see me. I'm in the locker room holding the phone like this.
Mm-hmm.
You, Andre Drummond, or whoever plays for the Pistons.
Okay.
Because I don't even know the team right now.
Facts.
Whoever plays for the team, you hold the phone here, and you hold the microphone, the flag, right up under it. Mm-hmm. Boom. It goes right to your phone. The processor in the phone is phenomenal nowadays. Yeah,
I agree.
The mic processor is great. So now what are you doing? Now you're being creative with your editor and telling your story. You can do everything on your phone. You can podcast on your phone. When I go and talk to, you know, whether it's colleges, you know, universities or high school or middle school students, I tell them everything is on your phone. But you kind of missing out on different opportunities. I don't make them feel like they're missing out on something. I just kind of, you know, just kind of encourage them to look other ways.
Sure.
So I tell them right now, they ask me, how am I able to do everything that I do? If you look at my gram, I am everywhere. I have three
boys.
Yes, you are. They love to eat. My main goal every day, if you can help me out, I got a Cash App.
What is it? Go ahead and say it. You can say it.
At Dr. Detroit Radio.
Hey.
But listen, my main goal is to keep the refrigerator full every day.
You're right.
But I got three boys. They have a schedule. I have my radio schedule. I have things that I want to do in my life. So my best app on my phone, and I tell these, the young adults, the best app on your phone should be your calendar. Mm-hmm. It yeah. should be going off every 45 yeah. minutes, yeah. whether it's this, yeah. taking a vitamin, working out, staying healthy, yada, yada, yada. Right. So if you want to, a lot of the stuff is on your phone. Mm-hmm. You got podcasting, good video, good mic processor. Really, it's just all on you, mm-hmm. you know?
You just touched Fantastic. On something I wanna bring up. And I'm glad I got all these ladies in the building, plus Dr. Darius. You talked about staying healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, in this industry, let's be honest. Back in the day in radio, media, they said they put the funny-looking people on the radio. Let's be honest. Y'all heard that before, right?
True.
But now...
I'm sorry. Face for radio is my line.
I was trying to be clean. But now, with social media, and because we are in front of people doing events, just because we all in here do events sure. and do different things, I want to see, what do y'all think about aesthetics? Looking the part. How important is that? Especially with these ladies in the building. Chris Walker, what do you think about looking the part? Does it matter as far as how far you can go? What do you think?
I definitely think it matters. Unfortunately, I hate it because I prefer to be behind the scenes. So I'm jogging suits and sweats all the time. But I seen these divas. I looked at their social media and y'all gotta catch me slipping it in. So I'm up a little bit.
She's beautiful.
But generally, I think it does matter because people judge with their eyes. They're visual.
Sure.
But I think also in this culture, I know a lot of people who are extremely unique and they look unique and they embrace their uniqueness. Like one of my favorites is Etta Fly from Sweet Potato Sensations.
I love her. I just saw her yesterday.
She's fly to death,
she's
you know,
awesome.
And she dresses however she feels and mm-hmm. does her thing and she embraces it. My mentor, Audra Carson from Izzy and Detroit, she's very unique. You know, she told me one day during one of our mentoring sessions, she said, no matter how you walk in, and they're going to judge you. It's about the impression that you leave when you walk out.
Absolutely.
So I try to make a really good impression.
Absolutely.
Because 9 times out of 10, the next time you see me, I'm going to be looking a mess. So hopefully I made a really, I'm serious. I have two kids. I homeschool. Yeah. I have a 9 to 5. I have a company that I run. I life coach. So I'm trying to make sure that mentally I'm healthy. So when you catch me mentally, I'm going to be balanced. Mm-hmm. Physically, I'm going to be healthy, but I might not have had time to get cute. And yes, people do criticize the hell
yes,
out of me
they
for that.
Do.
Word.
They absolutely.
Aisha, what do you think about that? What do you think about
here.
The aesthetics in doing this media thing? Mm-hmm. Is it important?
I'm a Leo. Do you know what that means?
We know what that
Educate
means.
Educate us on Leos.
When I walk in the room, I want the attention.
Seriously. Oh, I knew that. I'm
it's
just talking.
True.
And I'm not sure if you know that Leo is a fire sign. And I'm also a Sagittarius rising. For those of you who aren't into astrology, you may not know what I'm talking about, but that means I'm double fire. If you know me, you know what that means, because you probably have gotten some. However, in a good and a bad way.
Let me keep the water nearby.
Drink it.
It can be good and it can be bad.
Of course,
you know what
I got
saying?
The water.
However, I try to represent myself mm-hmm. in a very good way.
I think that's what it's about.
I think image is very important.
Sure.
So I don't walk out of the house looking like anything ever.
Mm-hmm. I look homeless half the time.
Ever.
I walk past the mirror like, oh, damn, who is that? She with me? Oh, that is.
You are stuck.
So, yes, I need to hang with you a little bit more.
I try my best.
Stop it.
I try my best. Now, I might not have a beat face because this is as beat as it gets, right? Mm-hmm. I don't put all that. Lashes, that's my glam. Mm-hmm. However, if I'm doing jeans, and I knew I was on a podcast today, so I wore jeans, but I'm going to be a little funky. I'm going to show you my socks later.
She's funky.
However, and my boots. However, I think image is very important, because if you don't remember anything I say, you will remember how I look.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, talk to him.
You want to dress the part and dress how you want to feel. I've always been taught mm-hmm. that. And of course, you dress like the job you want to have, and if you're in it, you're in it. And you dress. You know,
yeah, especially if you're going in a professional setting.
Absolutely.
Like, it depends on where I'm going. You want to catch me in some J's and jogging pants mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. But if I'm DJing somewhere, like, you know, like, for instance, the voter registration rally that's coming up, I'm definitely going to, you know, dress up, throw a nice shirt on, some jeans, and however I play the shoes. But, you know, you definitely got to play the part, you know.
Even
going to, like, again, Piston games, sitting in the media section, you can't wear, like, you know, you can't necessarily root for a team, so you just kind of wear, you know, something, a collared shirt. You can still wear gym shoes, though.
Sure.
You know, keep it fly, but mm-hmm. yeah, you definitely got to play the part. It depends on what you're doing in life. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Miss Raina?
I just want to let you know, get a scarf and throw it around your shoulders, yeah. and you will be just fine.
Okay, I'm going to take that. I take all tips. So
that's
yeah,
a that, good one.
I mean, if
you, nah, you're good.
You can get a scarf.
No, I was actually good.
And just thank add some color. Just mm-hmm. keep them in your car because I totally understand. And a lot of, and you know, I'm not getting off subject, but mm-hmm. we deal with a lot of mental health issues as
absolutely.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes just... It takes just a friend of mine gave me a scarf once when I was dealing with a lot of depression. Mm-hmm. And that scarf, I still have it.
Mm.
And I just started buying scarves and learning how to tie them around my waist. Mm-hmm. I'd be wearing stretch pants. And I was like, you know what? This makes me feel so good.
It does.
Just have something around your shoulders. If you just want to, you know, take the kids out with your jean jacket. Mm-hmm. Girl, please, you do not look homeless. You will not look homeless with a colorful scarf on.
Very much so.
She's a pretty girl. So much.
Now I want to touch on something before we get out of here. And I'm going to say his name. I probably should, but I'm going to say his name because I know he watched. My big homie Jello was listening in. That's my dog. And he talks about this for the last 2 weeks on this show. The coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I want to get each and everybody's take on how serious it is. What do you think? Who should, you know what?
Let's let start. Dr. Darius go.
No,
first.
No. I want my wonderful co-host Gingy to start off.
You know what, guys? And I don't, you know, my mom always teaches me, even though it depends on the situation you're in, but obviously in your professional settings or at school, hey, we never touch on politics, we never touch on religion, right?
Uh-huh.
I preface that to say this. I'm very spiritual. I try to be. Lord knows I got to walk with him every day to keep my head on straight. I'm trying my best regarding the coronavirus to just be strong in my faith that we're going to be all right. I don't want to let anything overtake our lives and drive us crazy. We're supposed to be safe and we're supposed to be smart about things. But I'm trying not to let my mind go into a hysteria about it. I pray that we're going to be all right. And that's how I feel. We're going
to
be okay.
But y'all don't feel fun. Everybody keep posting the same meme about you need to wash your hands. Yeah. Well, what the hell was y'all doing before that?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You dirty mother.
What?
Like, what were you doing?
But as a club DJ and host.
Oh,
yes, Dr. Darius, please.
As a club DJ and host, folks don't wash their hands.
Man, listen.
Folks don't wash their hands.
Let me talk to you, Darius.
Listen, I'm telling you. Go ahead. Listen, before any corona, SARS, any virus, like, I'm not a super drummer folk. But there's certain things that I see that I'm like, hell no, when I get home. So, like.
And everybody's touching you and wanting to meet you and shake your hands and that all the time, too,
pow.
Right?
Pow. Yeah. Listen, yeah. Shout out to my guy, my brother from another mother, Rasheed Wallace. Like, we've been giving pounds from day one. Like, you know
that's
what I mean? Because
enough.
You don't. I feel it. I've always been that way because I have three boys. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm shaking other people's hands and I'm running and hugging them and all
sure,
that. Like,
sure.
So I have rules. When you can walk in my house, any virus, number one, you should have been washing your hands a long time ago. Number one. Number two, as soon as you come in my house, you got to wash. You got to take your shoes off.
Absolutely.
Because when you go in the bathroom at a nightclub, you walking in all types of people be missing
that's
the toilet.
Right.
Even at your job.
That's right.
People be missing the toilet.
Yeah.
So you stepping in all that and you laying on your floor, you walking on your floor and like take your shoes off. Number one. Number two, wash your hands. You know what I mean? Number three, the only thing that I've added with my three boys is that I told them to, you know, continue to do the things that they've been doing, continue to wash their hands. But I think that's the one thing that I probably do fear right now is like, all right, the kids at school. But, you know, I'm prayerful. You know, I stay prayed up and pray for everyone in the world. But as far as right now, you know, I think you should just prepare for it because it is here. Like, events are shutting down. This is the first time I've seen major sporting events.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've been not allowed to go in the locker room to interview the players after the game. This is like NFL, NBA, I think Major League Baseball. Baseball is adapting this. But, I mean, it's smart because you have to be precautious.
Uh-huh.
And especially us because we're always in people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but am I going to go crazy and start wearing a glove? No, wearing a mask out.
Right.
No, just limited places that I go for sure right now. But, you know, and yeah, not to get all scared about it. I got up this morning. I went to go vote at 7 o'clock this morning. I took my own pen, though. You know what I mean? So,
hey, that was smart.
But
you got to think like that. Dawson, he took his own pen.
I took my own pen.
Wow.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, you
Dave, are you serious?
Listen, this is every voting year. I take my own pen. Listen, you touch stuff, you get in your car, sure. You touch your steering wheel, now you eating. Like, hand sanitizer can only do it so much.
Aisha, what you think about this coronavirus, girl?
I'm very aware I'm very aware that it exists. However, I am a healer.
She is. Mm-hmm.
So nothing scares me.
Okay.
I can heal many things I have. Unfortunately, had to heal them in me. So
I got applause for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So no, I'm not alarmed at all. And as far as I have one son that's 13 that's in school. I have one that's 25 as well. However, with the 13-year-old, I shield him with a protection bubble of light. So that when he comes back home, he returns as he left.
Okay. Amen.
So I don't
Amen.
Have anything to fear. I don't worry about any of that. Yeah. It's like coronavirus, what? Whatever.
That's how I feel. That's how you feel the same way, Chris?
Yeah, I got cruises and flights booked all 2020. We just got our new passport.
That's my girl right there.
Apparel. They said none of it was refundable. We flying out. Oh. And we on a cruise.
Yeah, I got
all
a
year.
Cruise coming up in November. That same thing, like our whole group, you know, I DJ for Norwegian Cruise Line from time to time. Now, we got a group leaving from L.A. going to Cabo and Ensenada and come back. Oh, wow. And everyone's like, it's in November. So we're like, nah, we're not changing nothing. We'll just kind of wait. But I did look at the TV like, yo, they on a cruise ship. I'm about to be on a cruise ship. Do I want to? But I'm like, nah, I'm not about to be going through all of that. I'm going to just self-quarantine. I got my kids taking extra vitamins, orange juice every day. You just got to build your immune system and keep
you
it there.
You have to build your immune system. And know how to build your immune system, because that is, I think, the key. Many people aren't aware of how do you actually build the immune system. And it's not just vitamin C, people. Yeah. Our body functions off of minerals, absolutely. 102 of them, to make sure that it's functioning at its highest capacity. People don't think about vitamins. We push in this in this country. We push vitamins.
Talk to them.
But this body here
don't work without minerals, though.
It does not.
Aisha, if they need that information, how can they get a hold of you if they got some questions? Let them know.
Well, you know, you can go to hanging out in the D.
Make sure y'all get this information.
You know, every now and then I post something, a little something about this. However, we are on Facebook. My name, y'all, Aisha Albert. All my viewers, y'all know. Spread the word. Y'all know I heal. Y'all be calling me, asking me what to do.
Amen.
Anyway, hanging out in the D on Facebook, hanging out in Detroit on Instagram, and Aisha Osana McCullough. I'm sorry, I had to. Osana is my healer name.
Okay.
It means healing.
And real quick, commercial break, since he talked about cruises. We do have a cruise that we're a part of, Urban Old School Cruise, April 24th to 27th, so Urban Embodiment. Fun. We got speed dating with the Sisterhood and Travel Crew. Rena going to be on there, too.
All right, Miss Rena.
So you can check us out. I think they got a few spots. Yeah. And we ain't stopping our cruise. We going to Miami, and then we going to the Bahamas, and you taking Finder Bay speed dating on the cruise.
That
you did.
Be fun.
But Rena, what do you think about this coronavirus, girl? Up in, because you in Lansing. Okay, so, and, you know, my wifey, my girlfriend lives up there.
Dang, they be all.
Yeah, man. So what do you think about that?
Pictures. Exactly. Faces.
Aren't they adorable?
I know, we so corny.
I love it. Me being Caribbean American means that we do a lot of touching and a lot of kissing on people we don't know.
Mm. Me too.
I like it's it. The truth. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. So that has ceased. For me. But then when I take a look back on the AIDS virus, SARS, the Hong Kong pandemic,
Ebola,
mm-hmm. and all those different types of diseases that just seem to pop up, they always kind of seem to pop up when someone is running for office.
Absolutely. That's an excellent point.
It is. And it's
each time.
And mm-hmm. it's a really interesting space to be in when you see the types of people who are being impacted. Why are there no children with this virus yet?
Mm.
What is that all about?
So no children have been hit yet? I mean, I'm going to be honest. Don't know. Mm-mm. Okay.
No, only because, I mean, every morning I wake up and I look at what everybody else has to say and I can, you know, figure out what I'm going to not pay attention to. Because it's just ridiculous. Sometimes it's just ridiculous. And I do believe that a lot of it is just it's just to create a sense of panic mm-hmm. Because if you notice, the gas prices have gone down.
I'm so grateful.
Thank you. I paid $1.95 today. I'm like,
whoa, where at?
I'm so grateful.
It's really interesting. So when you, if you're conscious enough and you see all this happening before you, you think to yourself, okay, I see you. I see you, universe. I see what you're doing. And that is just, to me, yes. I do believe something happened. I actually believe somebody put something in that fish market in Wuhan, and then it got out. And then, you know, we'll figure it out.
Sure, yes.
We'll just figure out who dies, and then. But I don't think that they really thought it was going to get this out of hand.
Right, right.
And you notice how long it took for them to figure out how to cure the measles, the polio. But there's already a vaccine being created for the coronavirus.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So that's all my take on it.
Yeah, okay. And that was all of it.
Now I want to touch on this right quick, because before we leave out of here, we talked to Daniel earlier about the presidential election.
Yes.
He talked about it. Mm. I want to go to Chris first. Chris, what do you...
I'm not political.
That's why I went to her, because she gave that look.
Because I'm with her.
So I know you were looking for results.
I'm with the whole universe here. I'm going to go with the
universe. They've already announced Michigan will not be released until tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. So we can't... We were going to give you guys live results of what's going on, but Dave, shout out to the best sound engineer in the world. And if you want a podcast, make sure you holler at Podcast Detroit.
Absolutely.
I got you too on your
she's
on a podcast
this
studio
is
too.
Media but
we're working over here. We're working.
But you said you're not political at all.
Not so much. You know, I do vote. You know, I do have a couple people locally that I support. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I'm going to go with the universe on these presidents. And we're going to have to go with God.
Amen to that.
I'm not going to just
let need to get on that
crazy
Congress instead of worrying about the presidential election.
You know what?
Because without voting the right people in Congress, it doesn't even make a difference.
You know? Amen.
We get up and we want to high five. You know, we got a black president, but we got a Republican Congress. So,
man, I used to say that all the time. I was like, I remember specifically when Trump won and everybody was going crazy. I was at a bar on the West Side and, you know, oh, my God, it's over. And I'm like, that really ain't our biggest issue. We need to worry about local, municipal, worry about that Congress. That's what's going to affect us. Dog is it ain't going to trickle. It's going to trickle down, but not that much. Right. We need to worry about our mayor. You understand what I'm talking about? That's what we need to worry. We worry about our governor, our senator.
Absolutely.
So sitting up here crying about him, that's just for Facebook. That's just for social media. You know what I'm saying? Man, that ain't going to change nothing. If we was making bread before, we was going to make bread anyway. You understand what I'm talking about? The biggest difference, what? We was going to get, whether we got a refund or not. Yes, dig.
I had a great year last year.
All right, Miss Raina. Black media spectacular. Come on, y'all.
I had a great year last year, too. I'm not even, you know what, I started... It gets to be so much when you have people who are arguing about an issue and making fun of a person. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, are you an adult or are you a child? Is this your way of, you know, getting your emotions out on social media when you could actually be doing something productive?
Man, what?
The properties that are being demolished in Detroit meeting.
Say what?
Volunteering at your local school. They need some help reading to the children.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Ain't changed nothing. Just talking on putting memes up and talking about people. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk. We were talking about this earlier, and I'm glad you just touched on social media, because last week's episode was social media influencers. Mm-hmm. All you guys work in black media. Mm-hmm. How important is social media? Because how important? I know we talked about the advertising and stuff, but there are people that sometimes they want to get to another level, but they don't want to be social media. We have to make our pages public. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
If we want, whether we want to or not, we got to make our pages public.
My mother said I can't. That's why I got
Darius, well,
I
have, how important?
You should have a public page.
I agree, agree. But
you don't necessarily have to make your page, profile public.
But Darius, I want to talk to you. How important is that, man?
Yeah. So, I mean, being in media, having us?
I see at Dr. Detroit Radio, I see how it goes. Shout out to him. How important is that, man? Social media having an impact, what do they call it? Presence.
Yes. It's super important because that's what everyone does. This is our life nowadays. Yeah. This is our reality. So you got to keep up with the times.
Is that everyone, though?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get your news? Do you get on, do you like...
People like flag me down on the street.
Well, that's terrible.
That's because you're cute. They're not trying
to get your news. But no, it is super important to have a presence on social media. So I had a podcast and I was talking to a young lady and we were talking about she was trying to work at a gentleman's club, not to dance, but she wanted to be a waitress.
Yeah, me too.
Now, Dr. Derry.
I'm gonna tell you why. Like, even like, yeah. if she had the shape to be dance or be a waitress, why she didn't get the job is because she didn't have enough followers on social media.
That's talk to absolutely, talk
to and that's right. What these promoters want. All look, right. I want you to promote to these people to get them in.
So. All right, I just right. got the signal, guys, yes. that we got to get ready to close off. So right now,
wrap it up, box.
You got it's time for the segment. It's called. Talk yo ish. What happens is each person has 60 seconds. You can talk about whatever you want. You can promote yourself. You can talk about life. Just go around the room. Close us out. Miss Chris Walker, talk to him.
Okay, so in 60 seconds or less, I want to say be careful on how you use your words. One of the words that I hear people use all the time and they misuse is humble. Humble means one a low importance or a low esteem of oneself. Mm-hmm. Please don't be low esteemed in yourself. Please have high self-esteem because when you get out here, you don't have to be cocky, but please be confident. And you don't have to think low of yourself because when you get out here, people are going to try to break you down. So esteem yourself very high and your loved ones before you send them out in the world. Wonderful.
And once again, how can I contact you?
I am just plain selfish. I answer inboxes because I am on social media. And that's how we make fun. That's how we make money.
What? Hold on. A light skinned person responded. Inboxes? What?
Wow. That's because nobody what? Flirts with me because I look homeless. So all my inboxes are business related. So follow me and I am just plain selfish because we get money. We not look pretty, but we get money.
Oh my goodness.
Rita, go ahead and talk to him, girl.
I would just like to tell people that when you are feeling like you are the only one in the world, that there are people there who love and support you, just create a space outside of yourself and step into it because you could be a brand new person at the store down the street if you would just take the time out to see yourself as someone who's important.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. How can I contact you?
Rina Risper, that's RINARISPER on Facebook.
At the New Citizens Press. Shout out to her. Darius, talk to them right quick. They know you, but go ahead and talk to them.
Hey, man, be the best you every day, no matter what the situation is. Pray through it, get through it, and take it day by day, week by week. If you didn't notice, week number 11 is 52 weeks in. And sometimes you got to break it down like that. You got to break it down 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, the whole year. But if you're trying to turn everything around, whether it's your credit, your health, fitness, or whatever you're trying to do in life, listen, take your time and do it. And to all my fathers out there, my parents, man, keep doing what you're doing. These kids need you every day. Absolutely. To be in their life, whether you're there, whether you're married or you're co-parenting. You know what I mean? These kids need you every day. So I love mine. Shout out to my three, Darius, Drew, and Devin. Bam. Follow me on the gram. All my social medias at Dr. D Chirp Radio. Can you believe I have a TikTok account? Damn it.
We've got to keep up with it now.
No matter how old. Times, yeah, no matter how old we are. I used to talk to him.
I'm going to talk business. So, again, at the beginning of the show, I talked about what we're going to introduce, which is the Black Groupon. Now, we talked about social media influencers, right? So, not only are the superstars of social media influencers, your customers are influencers. Other business owners are influencers. But most of all, we are about partnerships. So, that's what the Black Groupon is going to be, and I'm going to introduce that to the audience by, with hookups. Now, I'm tired of Black business owners telling me that they don't want to give discounts. They tired of people asking for hookups. Who don't like a hookup? As a matter of fact, I just asked for one from Home Depot today. So
talk
Black business
them.
Owners, and I got it. So Black business owners, stop thinking that you are, stop thinking that all Black folks, all Black consumers want hookups from you and that we're not appreciating your services and your products. No, who wants to pay the most when they can pay the less? It's just
talk
a
to
human.
A loyalty all right. card or something.
Tell me how they can get in touch.
And how can I get in touch with you?
So again, I'm at Hanging Out in Detroit on Instagram. Hanging Out in the D on Facebook, www.hangingoutindetroit.com. Go there. So
like,
you can find
out about like it, like it, like it.
The Black Group Hunt.
All right, Jenzy, go ahead and talk to him. Let him know about you.
Super fast, because anyone that's familiar with me, I am your hostess with the mostest, Miss Jenzy Maloney. Allow me to come spruce up and excite any party or event you may be having. I'll bring life to that boy.
Tell him about that. Tell him about that line you had about your beautiful smile. Go ahead and say that.
My infectious smile. No, I can't do it, guys. That's look, my
well, how you're doing a lot of laughing, so you are how, right. Guys, I have a great personality. Let me say
how that. Can they contact
yes,
you?
Yes,
you
can contact me on my Instagram or Facebook under Jenzy Maloney. That's D-I-N-D-I Maloney. With a name like that, you're made for TV.
Facts. All right, Sean, all right.
Really
guys, thank you. Everybody for coming out to this Black Media Spectacular. Hope you got some information. If not, you're crazy because we just hit you with all types of stuff. Each one of these people, make sure you holler at them because they are dope as hell.
Absolutely.
I am Deshaun Whipdog Whipple. Make sure you follow us, urbanembodiment313@gmail.com. If you want to Facebook, Urban Embodiment, Instagram, @urbanembodiment. We got a small business expo coming up. We got the cruise coming up to Carabana. We got all types of things. I am Deshaun Whipdog Whipple, and I'm here with my partner tonight,
Jenzy.
And you can check us out next week. Oh, real quick, next week, before I leave, I know he's like, man, get off the mic.
Yes.
Next week is our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Woo-hoo!
And if anybody knows me, that is my favorite holiday of the year.
It's his favorite.
So make sure for the...
So, I know I just told you to shut up and get off the mic, but still. question, would you want to do that episode downtown by chance? Because I have to be down there all day.
Hey,
out of our studio there.
Sounds good, because we're going to be at Oshillelagh anyway.
I'll
just slide over.
I'll probably just see you there, and then we'll head over to DSC.
Because my name next week, I'm telling y'all now, is McShawnee O'Whipple. McShawnee O'Whipple. Next week for St. Patrick's Day episode, we got some big plans for that one. So make sure you check us out. Urban Embodiment, UE Talk, episode 11. Next week, St. Patrick's Day episode at 7 p.m. I will holler at y'all later. Take
Bye,
care, guys.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching, guys.